Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Guangyang and we're talking about PowerShell. We did a PowerShell 101 for managing Azure. Let's go into management of websites.
Yes, exactly. So this is a script I have to show you how to easily manage Azure website. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we can do is to say, hey, what about let's try to create a new Azure website.
Right.
You can pretty much guess what you're going to do. So you do new Azure website following the pattern we have in Azure PowerShell. Give me a name and give me a location. Run this. We're going to create a website for you. Mm-hmm. So here the name is ASP.NET Set 01. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this is running. And if I go to here.
Now you're in the portal and you're calling from the PowerShell. Go ahead and refresh the portal there.
Yep.
You're calling from the PowerShell the same backend services that the portal calls,
yes.
or the Visual Studio calls,
yes.
or the management libraries.
Yes.
It's all the same RESTful
services.
We're
calling the same thing. And actually, PowerShell is using the C# management library we have.
Is it?
So under the hood, it's actually using it.
Oh, nice.
So now, pretty quick, this website is created already. If you go back to PowerShell, we see the result is actually printed out in the PowerShell console here.
Okay.
So it's
you see it there running.
Yeah, a lot of information over there. Now we have a website created already. What we're gonna do next? Now, of course, I wanna deploy a web app.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I will start with a ASP.NET web app, ASP.NET MVC.
Right.
So I go to Visual Studio. I create this demo ASP.NET app.
Sure.
I put in some trace method here just to trace some information.
Sure.
Now the next. What should I do? I should deploy it.
Right. We got to build it and then deploy it. Right.
Yes. Yes. Now, I think like you said, so by now you already know that in Visual Studio you can do this using the deployment wizard.
Sure.
But today we're going to show you how to do it from PowerShell directly, and it's actually pretty easy. So we can run this command: publish Azure website project. You gave me the name of the website. You also gave me the file your CS project file.
Mm-hmm.
So this command will first build your project, second package it into a package using MS Deploy,
mm-hmm.
and then third actually deploy it into your website using MS Deploy.
Okay, so I don't need everything. Visual Studio. If I can build it from Visual Studio and use that wizard or MS Deploy package and all at the command line, MS Build gets called.
Yes.
If it's not been built, you'll build it for me.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, we'll do that. So it's very handy. So I'm gonna run this. I'm gonna run this command here.
This is handy, and people need to know that, like, if drag and dropping your project from Windows Explorer to FTP is your deployment strategy, stop.
Right.
You have one line here. Publish
right.
Azure website project. You can do this.
Yes, and this is really cool. Like for a CI scenario, where you're gonna say, I'm just gonna consistently deploy. Right.
Well, and for automated testing, create a website, deploy to it, test it, delete the website.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Now see the command line return, so that means the deployment has already been finished.
Okay.
We can take a look at our website, so we can run this show Azure website command to actually open up the browser and browse it.
Right. Useful in case I don't know the URL or I'm doing something in CI scenario, like
yes.
I said.
Yes. So now the browser is opening, and hopefully we can see this ASP.NET MVC welcome page.
Right.
Now this is pretty cool. Now what else we can do? Well, a lot of times when we do development, we want to put in some application logs in there to see, hey, what's happening? Is there any issues or is there any information you want to see?
Right.
So remember that I put these three functions here to say information, warning, and error. I'm going
right.
to show you actually how to get them.
Right. Really good applications have lots of tracing.
Yes. Yes. And today I'm going to show you something called the application diagnostic.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are the two commands we can use to configure and to enable and configure application diagnostic. The first one is saying, I want to enable application diagnostic. I want to write it to a file, and the log level will be information.
All right.
Right. The second one is saying, I want to write the diagnostic into storage.
Mm.
The log level is also information, and the storage account. This is the storage we just created in the storage session. So, if I run this too, we'll actually enable both of them, not only one of them. So I can have them both in file and in storage. Right, so this is pretty cool. Let me just.
And there's really nothing
it.
Wrong with that. I mean, I could access those files from FTP or via log streaming or from Visual Studio.
Yes,
but then
yes.
I've also got a lot more potential storage. I could truncate the file logs and
yep.
go and have 90 days of storage.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And the other good thing about you putting the logs in the blob storage is that in the future you can actually connect it with HD Insight,
mm-hmm.
so you can have Hadoop jobs running on all these blobs and to search for patterns of your log.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely possible.
Nice.
So now I've already enabled the application diagnostics and the to file and storage. Now let's see how we can get a logs. I'm going to show you something really cool, which is the log stream. So you use this get Azure website log command, and you do a dash tail switch parameter. This is telling you, hey, instead of downloading the file for me, I'm just going to do a log streaming directly from the console.
Okay.
So I'm going to copy it and put it here as a separate PowerShell tab, so we can see it easy, so we can see it better. So I ran this command. Now, in a second, it's going to tell me, welcome to this log streaming service.
Okay.
Now, the only thing I need to do to demonstrate this is to go here, not here, actually, go here, and then refresh.
Why don't we have them next to each other, side by side?
Yes. So you see there are, so you see the application logs is already here. So information warning and error.
Uh-huh.
Let me do this again. See?
Nice.
So it's pretty quick. So this is how you get the log streaming. And then, what about the storage one? So I can go to the portal. I can go to the storage. So this is the one I created.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say containers. It's probably going to take a while to get it here.
Well, it has to buffer, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So when you're doing large and fast tracing, it's going to buffer up to a certain amount.
Yep.
And then once you've done that, so maybe you go into the website and hit refresh, refresh, refresh a bunch of times and fill that buffer up. Okay. Then that gets flushed out into storage.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We had someone on from compliance that was talking about how, you know, some systems have to keep 90 days or even 180 days worth of stuff.
Yeah.
So definitely putting that in a text file is not going to be something you want to do.
Yes.
Do the website commandlets work only on ASP.NET, or can I do any kind of application?
Well, so it definitely not only on ASP.NET. So we already support, so besides website, we support PHP, we support Python, we support Node.js, and recently we add the Java support.
Mm-hmm.
The Java support is becoming very, very popular. So following is actually a script demo about how to do a Node.js app and then deploy it to Azure website.
You're doing it a little differently, though. I don't see publish Azure website. I see Git here, and then you using Git deployment.
Yes, exactly. So the Node.js community, they really love to use Git, and they really love to use Git to actually push their code into their production environment. So what we do first is when we create a website, we do a dash Git.
Mm-hmm.
Flag. So this tells you to say, hey, I want to set up Git. So after that, you can actually just check in your source code directly from your local repository into the Azure repository. So here, notice the Azure push Git master. So this is pushing into the Azure repository right inside your Azure website.
Right.
So push it, and then you can just show you can just get your Node website.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out the deployments, and you can do all the log streaming stuff as well.
Could we do that all at once? Can you say everything from new Azure website all the way down to the show?
Let's give it. Yes, let's give it a look. So to here, right?
Well, yeah, or up to from there you go. Show Azure website from there up to the very. So you make it, deploy it, and show it.
Let's give it a try. So
check it out.
It's running.
So you go and you make a new website. You're going to then add it to Git, commit, push it to Azure. And then when you're done, there you go. There's your Gits. There's your commits.
Yes.
Push. A little Git warning there. These are common Git warnings when you don't have your...
Because I'm on Windows, so that's kind of the... So because I'm on Windows, that's the end of line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's converting it into Unix because that's what Git prefer.
Right.
So that's the warning.
And it looks like we should have put in a git ignore because you ended up putting in your ASP.NET application as well. See your packages?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the ASP.NET app?
Yeah, this is the ASP.NET app.
Let's check our directory here.
Yep. So actually, let me...
So on line 27...
Yeah, so... We should go into this folder first.
Yeah, let's see what's going on there.
Yep.
This is the thing that's fun about scripts is they don't necessarily always work on the first try, but once you get them done, then they'll be very, very repeatable. So
yep.
Let's go look at that folder real quick.
So, let me actually just so this is the folder here.
That's the demo ASP.NET app.
Yes.
The Node one's up.
And this is a Node one. So.
I think we just ended up in the wrong folder.
Yes. let's do this. So the easiest thing to get it done is to
add a CD.
Just click this guy.
So I
have a CD already.
I had you do it from the wrong folder. That was my fault. So here you're at 27.
Yeah, I have a CD already. So
I will take that hit. That was my fault. Now, will it make the new? We have to delete that website.
No, it doesn't have to because we're creating a new deployment with this. So it should be just overwriting.
No, because it committed all of that stuff to Git. All those DLLs and everything got uploaded into Git. And by adding more stuff, it's just going to be all confused.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that from the command line? So let's go and delete. Let's do line 55 there and just delete that Azure website.
So I'll delete this guy. So I first need to terminate the current PowerShell session first, and then I can do this guy over here.
One of the things that's important to remember about Azure Friday and the kind of stuff that we do is that sometimes when things go wrong, people feel bad because they want the demo to be perfect.
Yes,
but that's not how reality works, of course.
That's true.
Yeah, so I think this is good. This is good because we can learn to debug these things. So in this case here,
so I do an F8.
Yeah, go ahead and do the F5 there, or F8 rather.
F8. So it's creating a new website, setting up Git repository. Mm-hmm. It's doing Git commit, Git add, commit, push.
And then it should launch it.
It should launch it, yes.
Now actually, while you're doing that, go ahead and go over, if you don't mind, into the Azure portal, and let's see if we can watch the deployment happen.
Yeah, why not? So this is a Node Node website already, and hit deployments.
And it's probably happening right now. So in a moment, when that push happens, this will update.
Yes, let's try. So nothing.
So there's your push is coming up. So let's go ahead and switch back.
And
push that off to the side. No, it'll happen automatically. So deployments actually will notice the deployment immediately.
Really? Let's take a look.
Yep. So go ahead and just sit on deployments. Deployments are great. You don't need to refresh the Azure portal for those. When you do Git deploy, if you're sitting right here, when the push is completed, it will show up. Now, one of the things that's unfortunate when you use the Azure, when you use the PowerShell ISE, is that you don't actually see the shelled out other commands.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think the problem is here. So when we do a git commit a -a -m, there's nothing to commit because we committed before.
So I think that's the problem. In the current directory, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
So we'd have to delete the .git file.
So we either do that or we actually just get these two out. So we just say, oh, don't commit, just do a push because it's committed already.
Well, when you did dash git init, it would have said there's already a Git repository here. See, what I'm saying is that go ahead and go over here and open and go in there and then view your hidden files.
Not that.
View. Hidden items.
Where is it?
Right there.
Hidden items.
That's what's wrong.
Oh, that's what's wrong, yeah.
Make sense?
So if I delete this guy.
So that right there is the Git repository with all the goo that was stuck in it.
Right.
So.
And you want to do this again?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and delete that Git repository again.
So the Git repository is already deleted. Workspace presentation. Azure Friday. And this is the website one.
Yep.
So let's open up this guy. Here.
All right, so then bring that over.
Right, so we're going to delete the website first.
Now, if I may, let's do this. Is it good to do this? Let's try this. Yeah. So here, rather than doing it here, let's go and do it in real PowerShell. And I'm going to just pop him over here, and I'm going to pop him over there. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
And then I'm just going to go like that. So we'll just toss that website.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way, I think that the main issue is that you really can't see what's happening. So I'm going to just bring up PowerShell and keep that over there on the side. And then we'll just say paste. So we're in here. So that's our Node app,
yes.
Correct? And then you show me your open management portal. Because I want to see that there's nothing in there. If you hit refresh, you deleted the Node guy, right?
Yes. So if I go back and see, it's not here. It's
gone
here already.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gone.
So then, do me a favor and let's paste in new Azure website over here.
Yep. going to run this.
Yeah. And then as soon as that comes back, let's go into the portal and hit refresh and then go to deployments. So then that's making the call up to Azure.
There shouldn't be any deployments.
There won't be any deployments. It'll actually, but it will set up the Git repository.
You set up the Git repository, yes.
So there we go. So let's go back over here and hit refresh. It would be nice if it magically knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could give it some time. I think it will refresh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
So then, here we go.
It's here already.
Now, sit on deployments.
Yep.
Okay. So now from there, yeah, let's leave that like that.
Yep.
And then go ahead and go back to PowerShell. And then let's bring in those three commands, add, commit, and
so you just type in push.
Yeah, you can just do that.
Is adding everything, yeah. Good, commit. AM, initial,
sure.
Commit. All right,
there
and
you go.
Git push Azure.
Now, as soon as you do that, Alt-Tab back over to the, yeah, there you go, put your password in.
That's my password.
Okay, now.
That's actually not a password.
I won't look. Uh-oh, now you don't know your password.
I know
type
my password.
It slower.
Okay.
Hey, watch, switch over here. See, look.
Ah,
so updates immediately.
Getting the deployment then immediately.
How did you pass your password into the Git push in the PowerShell script?
Yeah, that's something I forgot. That's
so then that means that the PowerShell ISE would have hung.
Right.
Asking for your password,
yeah,
so the deployment
why.
Would have never happened.
That's why.
So we had a couple things there. That was interesting. So we had, I didn't have you do the CD. That was my fault because I had you select everything. So you added a bunch of stuff to Git you didn't want, and then the interactive PowerShell doesn't want you to shell out and then hang and ask for something.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that looks like that deployed. So then show me how to launch that the browser there.
Yeah, so launch the browser, you just go here. So you use this show command again.
Okay.
By giving it the name of the Node.js web site.
So here's our Node site.
Yeah, so this is just a very simple Express app. So you can see Express
cool.
app is here already.
But Git's different from web deploy because you can do multiple deployments.
Yeah.
Can I see those deployments then?
Yes, you can.
So let's look at those deployments from PowerShell.
So the way you do it is that you do get Azure website deployment, give it a name.
Mm-hmm.
If I run this, so you can see we have this deployment already. So it's called
there, look,
init
the deployer,
command.
And it actually has
yeah.
your name and
yeah.
then initial commit.
Yes.
Very cool.
So
we have same things as far as diagnostics and logging as well with
yes,
Node.
Exactly. So actually, I have all these scripts here. This is just in case we want to do it. To get all the log streaming, get all the diagnostics.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure PowerShell, and in this case, website here on Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.